Hello, world. You've tuned into 513 Heartbeat here on Anchor. I am your host, Sugar Renee, bringing you the best instrumentals, quotes, and a wonderful webtoon today. We are continuing on our journey on part two of Let's Talk About Webtoons. I told you prior that I was going to get into my favorite webtoon, which is called Solo Leveling by Do Boo. Re-Dice Studios and Chugong and H. Goon. They have created a wonderful masterpiece, and today I'm going to dig into the first four episodes. I know that I said I was going to just do one, but when you get into it, you're going to see why I went so far into the story. All right, so let's begin with our number one main character, the best person to follow in the whole story. Of course, the story is about them. Okay, his name is Song Jin-woo, and he has quite the reputation for himself. Okay, he's an E-rank hunter, and he is ranked the lowest of all the E-rank hunters of pretty much of any hunter. He's ranked the lowest, and you're gonna see that in continuing this story. You know, you want to follow him because he's the underdog in the whole situation. Okay, so he has an average body, just an all-around average dude. Okay, and the reason why he became a professional hunter was to take care of his mom, and he wasn't particularly good at anything else, so he said, why not become a hunter? And he found out that he wasn't even that powerful of a hunter, so he pretty much had to start from the bottom. He's carrying people's things into these dungeons and taking care of them, you know, making sure that he collects as many mana crystals as he possibly can, and cashing them in for, you know, however much they are worth. Now, the world has changed, of course. So what the change is that there are portals popping up everywhere all around the world. No matter what country it is, in the middle of the ocean, it's there. And these beasts are coming out, be they goblins or demons or dragons or even elves, but they're dark elves are coming through the portals, and they're attacking humanity. So of course the hunters or the awakened people started to fight back, and the main thing about this story is that once you become awakened, you're at the level that you awaken at. There isn't any way for you to level up. And if you do happen to level up, it's because you've met someone who can enhance you. But that's further down the story. I'm getting too deep. So Song Jin-woo, he can't go any further than what he is right now, right? Of course not. So he ends up, you know, just riding on the coattails of the other hunters. And he is just, you know, getting by with what he can. There's a sickness in the world, you know, because of how much mana is seeping into the world due to all the portals. And that's making some people who can't accept all the mana that's coming into the world, their bodies can't handle it, so it puts them into an eternal slumber, which they cannot wake up from. There's no getting up from this slumber, and that's what's going on with his mom right now. She's in eternal sleep, can't wake up, so he's got to pay all her hospital bills, make sure that his sister is okay, and that she's still able to go to school on time and everything. You know, he's just being an all-around good guy, doing what he can. And on this particular day, where the story begins, He meets up with a group of people who are instantly excited to see him because they know if he's there, then the dungeon that they're going into is going to be a cakewalk, the portal. And so he has a nickname amongst the other hunters, which is the weakest hunter of all mankind, which is terrible. I feel like that is so salty to be called that. But like, so he's at the bottom, okay? And it goes up from E all the way to what is it called? A national ranked hunter. And if you're a national ranked hunter, you are treated with the utmost respect. Like you can get away with anything. It like be it, you rob a bank or whatever, like they can't touch you because you're too powerful. And even if you're, a D ranker, like they still won't do anything to you. They consider you too powerful to even touch. They don't want to die. Like you can pretty much people like superheroes. And they're supposed to go around saving people, but some people become too bullheaded, too power hungry or, to just become an a-hole because they have this power. Okay. So back to the story. Sung Jung-woo meets up with these people. They're excited to see him. One person in particular is upset that they see him because they know that they were only called because he was there. Now, Sung Jin-woo, he is the only one who goes to a dungeon and gets hurt. Like, he's the only one that ends up getting hurt. So, usually, they call a healer when he's there to heal him. And this one particular healer is always called when he is there. But she likes him, though. She thinks he's such a sweet guy. But she can't stand the fact that he chooses to continue to be a hunter, even though he ends up getting injured. Like, there's definitely a way for him to die. He's constantly at death's door whenever he goes to one of these dungeons. And he just acts like he doesn't care. Like, he got to do what he got to do, baby. Got to do what he got to do. Okay, so Sung Jin-woo goes into, this party and he is, being treated like the E rank hunter that he is. Can't even get a coffee. Everybody's, happy to see him, but, only because he's the weakest and they know that it's supposed to be really easy because he's there. And so they go into this dungeon, expecting for it to be a cakewalk, easy as pie. The color of the dungeon determines its level of difficulty. And this particular one is light blue. So they're thinking like, okay, well, this is about to be really easy. We're going to get through here. Everybody's fighting, doing what they can, destroying the beasts and stuff like that. Of course, Sung Jin-woo is the only one who gets injured, so he's getting healed the most. So they thinking like, okay, well, now it's time to go. And let's get out of here. They get their mana crystals and they're ready to go, except for at the back of the dungeon, there's this deep tunnel that leads down to these ginormous, giantess doors. Okay, so of course, all of them are at first like, I don't like that looks weird. I thought this was supposed to be a really easy dungeon to get through. I thought we were just gonna take care of the dungeon boss and get up out of here. No, that is not the case. There is more to this story. Okay, so by now I am in episode two. Okay, that's when they're finding the deepness of the dungeon. Okay, and they're debating whether or not they want to go down there and see what's going on. And they're talking amongst themselves. Some of the people are like, no, we don't want to go down there. We've got what we came for. Let's get up out of here and tell them that this is a more difficult dungeon than what we thought it was because of the color. We got tricked. Okay. And the other half is like, let's go down there. We already came inside. Let's see what we can get out of this situation. We might as well be the first to go down there since we were the first to come in. And they all cast a vote. And the people who didn't want to go down were outvoted. So they all ended up going. And of course, Sung Jinwoo ended up being the deciding vote, and he voted to go down. Scared and all, just thinking about his mother. He's like, you know what? I'm in. Let's go. They all go down, get to this door, and it's way bigger than what it looked like from far away. The healer is pissed off at him because she was ready to go, and she knows that she's going to end up having to use the majority of her energy on him because, of course, he's the weakest one there. Like, how could you even possibly think that this was okay to go down here knowing I would have to go? You pretty much just forced me to go. So, you know, they're back there flirting or whatever, and everyone else is paying attention to what's ahead. They open the doors, and instantly they see before them a hall, like just this huge hall, and they see a ginormous statue sitting in front of them in a chair, in a king's chair, and then surrounding that king's chair are different size statues, but they're all taller than them. These statues make them look like ants. Okay, if that puts you in perspective. But the tallest statue makes them look like they don't even exist. If that makes sense. But they're walking into this ginormous hall, looking around, and you know, they're all in awe. And surround there's this The huge statue, which is to its left and right, there are knight statues. And in between the knight statues, there are musician statues. So it's like knight statue, musician, knight, musician, knight, musician, knight, all the way around and back to the doors. And they're like, this is so weird. Like this is interesting looking. Like, I can't believe we just came into this room and this is what we find. Okay, and they're looking around, they see all these symbols and stuff like that, and notice that there's a divination circle on the floor, and they're, you know, just really getting a feel of the room. And then they come to this statue that's set apart from all the others, and it's holding this like huge tome, this huge pillar, and it has written on it the rules of the room, or the commandments of the Kartian temple. And there's one person who's reading them out loud, and they're going over them while everyone else is just looking around the room, like, oh, this is interesting. There's nothing really here for us. Like, I guess we should just head on back out. And he says, rule number one is thou shalt worship God. Rule number two is thou shalt praise God. And rule number three is thou shalt prove thy faith. And when he says that, like, the door is shut. And they start to notice that, you know, the statues are moving. They actually have they're sentient. And the last thing that, you know, the reader says is that those who fail to obey these commandments shall not be spared. And then, of course, the door slam, and then you hear people gasping, like, oh, that was loud, you know, like, oh my goodness, what do we do now? Like, you know, we're locked in here. Like, what's going on? Like, so much confusion is happening right now. And there's this one, of course, tough guy who's like, man, not taking the situation seriously. And he should have. These statues look crazy, and I'm not about to test my situation knowing that I could possibly end up getting took out. Like, the door shut. Of course, instinct tells you to go to the doors, see if you can get out. Now, by this time, I am in episode three, and it's about to start getting juicy. Fair warning, there is definitely violence in this chapter. It's violence and blood and gore. So if you are squeamish, if you do not have the palate for violence in webtoons, then don't read this. Just per warning. I should have said that in the beginning. But here we are, and we're getting into it. So the guy walks over to the doors, and he goes to try to open them. And there are two knight statues standing to his left and to his right next to the doors. And he dies instantly after one tug of the door. Like the statue standing to the right of him chops his head off with a claymore. And then goes back to the position that he was before. Like he never moved. Of course, everyone is like freaked out because what the heck? The statues can move. Oh my goodness. Like, so if we do anything, we're going to get took out. Is that what's going on here? Like, how do we get the heck up out of here if we can't touch the door? Like, so we're just going to get slaughtered in here? What are we doing here? So by this time, everybody's freaking out. And of course, Zhang Jinwu, the observer that he is surveying the room to see if any of the other ones are moving while everyone is talking amongst themselves and freaking out. And of course, he sees one look him right in the eye, like looks him dead in the eye while he's looking back at it. Like, and of course, that's how we get into episode 4, where everyone is talking amongst themselves, trying to figure out what to do. Like, what are we about to do? Because the one person that we thought was going to be able to open doors wasn't able to open it. Wasn't taking the situation seriously. So I feel like they completely omitted the fact that there's rules to this room. Like, y'all ain't paying attention. Like, what? Like, y'all just read the rules out loud and then y'all just gonna instantly stop following the rules. Like, and Sung Jiru is, he's surveying the room while everyone is talking amongst themselves, trying to figure out what they need to do. And they see that, you know, most of them are looking around. And, you know, Sung Jinwoo makes eye contact with this one statue that was sitting in the middle of the room, which is like the king statue. And he's like, okay, so this statue in particular is about to do something to us. Like, the eyes start sparking. And then he tells everybody to get down. And the people who aren't paying attention get took the heck out. This thing could shoot freaking lasers out of its eyes. And he takes out like maybe 4 or 5 people and just completely disintegrates and obliterates these people. And Sung Jinwoo protects his little healer lady while the others are, you know, screaming like, if you stand up, we'll be attacked again. So everybody stay down. Like, definitely stay down. This king statue is not playing with y'all. He's not playing. Like, so I'm scared at this point. Like, the first time I read it, I'm terrified. Thinking like, oh, shoot. Like, all my characters is about to get took out. The ones that I actually started liking, they're going to get took out of the game. And there's this one guy who was, you know, trying to be the voice of logic when the main statue or when the king statue shot lasers out of his eye, he ended up losing his arm. And this particular character is like, he definitely grew on me. He's one of the he's a D rank hunter, and he is he's very smart and strong, and he is a magician. He has the power of magic, and he can cast spells on that are pretty powerful spells. And he's just like looking so pitiful when his arm gets chopped off. No, I'm sorry. And they're over here, you know, trying to figure out, okay, so if we don't stand up, you know, then what do we have to do? And he's like, you know, injured, so of course he can't do anything, and he's looking all pitiful, telling his life story to the fella. And they're trying to figure out how strong this king statue is. They're like, what in the heck? Like, why is it so strong? So somebody starts reading, "Thou shalt worship God, thou shalt praise God, and number 3, thou shalt prove thy faith. And those who fail to obey these commandments shall not be spared." That's what was written. You know, they start reading those over, thinking like, okay, so how can we take into part what we read before, the rules of the room? You know, And they figure that the king statue is supposed to be the god statue. And this just ominousness starts to happen. And, and the last thing they say before the chapter ends is, it looks like it's only a matter of time before we're annihilated. And it just leaves you like, okay, what the heck is about to happen? Is this statue about to, continue to shoot lasers at us or whatever? Or are we gonna be able to make it out of this room? Like, are the characters okay? On the next episode of Solo Leveling, dun dun dun. But it really does pull you in. And I'm leaving off on chapter four, like episode four, because like if you read up to that point and you're just as enthralled into it as I was, please let me know. Solo Leveling, you can read it on either Tapest or Tappy Toons. You can download it or you can read it online. Like, you can type in the URL, and so worth it. So worth it. Like, I've read everything up until up to chapter 168, I believe that's the chapter that I'm on. Yes, I really read this chapter. I really read this website. But it's so good, I can't stop. I mean, when you really like something, you're not gonna be able to stop doing it, no matter what. And this is something I love to read. I love to read webtoons and manga, watch anime, draw, all of that good stuff. That is me. I love it, and I love to keep it going, okay? So, on a light note, the instrumental that was played tonight is a D'Angelo slash Daniel Caesar type beat. It's a neo soul beat called Feel. And it's by FSN Guitar. And they are on YouTube if you want to check them out. Definitely look into them. And I want to leave you all with a quote before we call it a night. Of course, I'm going to continue to read. I don't know about you, but I'm going to continue to read. But so the quote for tonight is, no matter what is going on around you, don't lose focus or sight of the reason why you are doing what you are doing. Like, and I take that as to be, the world could be going to hell in a handbasket, but what you do in that moment, what you are supposed to do, make sure you do it. Make sure you do what you are supposed to do. Like, the person next to you, y'all might be heading in the same direction, but they still have their own path, and so do you, even though you're headed in the same direction. So stay focused. Okay, loved ones. Again, if you can give where you can, we are accepting donations as well as giving out some nice things as well. If you could check out, if you don't feel like donating, you can also purchase from our Etsy, Liquid Courage 27, LIQUIDCOURAGE 27. Check it out. I'm sure you'll like some things that we've posted there. And y'all have a wonderful, marvelous weekend. If you're in the chat, please jump in and tell me what you think. Tell me what you feel. Like, if you would you actually read this webtoon? I'm gonna post the link there as well on Facebook under 513 Heartbeat. And just tune in. Join in on the conversation if you can, if you have the time. You have a wonderful weekend. Peace.